We at Agents of Dan would like to give special thanks to the third-party creators that we're using during this season. Now, for monster stat blocks, we've been using Nurgle's Extended Bestiary and Kobold Press's Tome of Beasts. So thank you very much for those there. And our magic items have been courtesy of the wonderful Mr. James Gifford. You can find them all at their respective social medias, and please make sure that you're giving special attention and support to those third-party creators out there. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Agents of Damned. I am the Dungeon Master, and I'm still not making, like, a thing to accompany it, so fucking deal with it. And I am joined by, I'm going to call him Chucklefucks. I'm joined by the three Chucklefucks. Chucklefuck number one, identify yourself.
I don't think I like this moniker, guys.
Chucklefuck number one. Identify thyself.
Is this spousal abuse?
I feel like it might be. Hi, guys. I'm Christina, and I'm playing Leah.
Hi, guys. I'm Chucklefuck number two, and I'm playing Tara.
Should the truth be known or remain unknown? Only those who know, know.
I'm Chucklefuck number three, and I'm playing Post El Delvre.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
I've decided that, like, in order to take away your power, I'm just going to ignore that that's happening.
That's nice. I know it bothers at least one of you. Mm-hmm. And that's all I need, at least one.
I'm just going to, hey, have you figured out, like, what Jordan / Hoshi's doing? You know, I'm just going to be like, I don't know. It's just happening. They're doing what they're doing. They're living their life. They're vibing. Staying in their lane, thriving, staying hydrated.
Look, the only ones who know what I'm doing know. Until then, the unknown shall remain unknown. I think that was what I said, something like that.
Anywho, you guys remember that one last time?
No, tell us. Last
time? Yeah, please remind us.
Remember that one last time when, like, you guys, like, fought, like, a group of ninjas and stuff, and, like, you fought, like, a druid and, like, well, not a druid, a dryad. That hated Post, and you guys did that whole thing, and then you went through your kind of almost like basic like orientation package. You met Marlena Mumtaz, who was delightful, and then you betrayed her because she was in an ice bath, and you took her naked in an ice bath to go see your boss.
There was
no time, and nothing important was shown. Everything was covered that needed mm-hmm. to be covered, so it was fine.
I raised her high enough. It was fine. He doesn't like to wait. He told us this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is gonna come back to bite you as she
we
is.
We were justified. And we'll die on this hill, damn it.
I'm just like, I was like, I gave you just like a hard ally. I was like, this person is gonna be like your friend, and their whole deal is going to be helping you out. And you're just like, we're going to fuck with her so hard, so immediately.
Hey, Drew, you want to take a trip down memory lane into campaign one, see all the times you did that? Or would you like to tell us what we're doing?
I did no such thing.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, our scene is actually going to open not with our main heroes, but and for lack of a better term, just an absolutely bumping nightclub, or not in the nightclub, rather right outside of it. In the line, waiting to get past the bouncer, we see a young gnomish boy. Looks to be, well, you're not quite sure. That's kind of the problem. You see, in a world where different species have, like, different ages and different ages of maturity, it's kind of just hard to tell at a glance, like going around your day-to-day life, who should and should not be in a nightclub. Which is why the ID system was made. Just like, regular clubs here on our regular Earth, you gotta flash an ID to show that you're of the appropriate age. However, you know, since the age is sort of a sliding scale, when you come up to show your ID over here in the fantasy lands, there's a little magical process that they do that is expected to produce a big blue puff of smoke. That blue puff of smoke says, "This being is of a matured enough age to imbibe alcohol." And so they let you in. Now our young gnomish friend is looking a little bit sweaty, a little bit nervous, fumbling around with a small card in his pocket, his own ID. He's with a group of friends, and they're all kind of like egging him on and trying to, you know, trying to goof around with them to make sure that he's not quite so nervous, but also so that he's not absolutely blowing up their spot. He gets up to the bouncer, this massive half-orc man. He hands off the card to him. The bouncer looks it over, looks over at the gnome, runs it through the process. There is a pause, and then a puff of blue smoke. The bouncer still looks at the ID, looks at the kid, and says, "Bet, all right," and then waves him right on in. And the knight starts off fantastic. He's dancing, he's laughing, he's having fun, but it starts to feel weird, like just like a pit in his stomach. His joints ache, his body feels heavy. He runs off to the bathroom to check himself out in the mirror, and he notices lines on his face, around the eyes, around the mouth, deepening in seconds, aging his face further and further. The newspaper the next morning, the headline: "Gnomish boy rushed to the hospital after a heart attack." Something's going on with these fake IDs. Now, we jump cut to you guys in the office. I mean, it should be pretty easy. Just like a basic, like, fake ID scam going on. We'll have you leave tomorrow, so get some rest tonight. Leave my office.
Very well. We do.
Also, none of you know about that whole thing. That was just an establishing scene.
Oh, really?
You didn't know about that. I'm going to pose a question. I'm going to give you guys, like, some time to think on the question, because one of you already has an answer.
Okay.
Where are you staying? We're going to move ourselves along, actually, to post.
Yeah, I'm not sure where I'd be staying, honestly. Like, I got so many options, you know, between... Yeah, no, I'm at my apartment.
Yeah, so post is at his apartment. You're kind of like, yeah, you're... hanging out on the couch, just trying to, like, you know, try to decompress, relax, and be ready for the big day tomorrow. Like, your first mission at your brand new job. Your roommate kind of, like, you know, emerges from his own room. Herringon, I don't think, sweat. But he does seem, like, kind of, like, worse for wear. He goes, like, past you into, like, the kitchen, grabs, like, a thing of orange juice, opens it up. Drinks the whole thing, like crushes it on his head, and then like puts it in like the trash and looks over you. He's like, "Hey man, what's going on? What's up?"
"Not bad, huh?"
"What? No. We're like, so I invited her over."
"No, I noticed."
"And so I have different, but also like good news."
"I truly cannot even possibly begin to imagine what you could be referring to, but you have piqued my undivided interest, my friend."
"So, like, I think, like, the two of you, like, got off on the wrong foot, and I brought that up to her, and I think that, like, I think everything is, like, patched up now, because she's cool staying here, and you also staying here. Is that not awesome?"
"What did she look like when you left the room?"
"Huh. It's kind of hard to, like, tell, because she's, like, you know, she's in the ladder, so she's always very, like, ethereal. Schemy?
That's about what I thought, yeah.
But I think that's just, like, her face. Like, you know, some people have like resting, like, you know, like resting sad face or resting angry face. And she just has like resting schemy face.
Barnabas, my good friend, I believe.
Hot, schemy face.
Barnabas, my good friend, I believe you are either wrong or right, and that says a great deal about one of you.
Hey, dude, I think everything is gonna be just fine. It jump cuts to the next morning. And you're searching through your pantry because there's something special you keep in the pantry. It is the one luxury from your more opulent life that you allow yourself in this life.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that you keep that brings you comfort. Jordan, I want you to come up with the name for a children's, like, sugary cereal.
I was truly so curious what you were going to say that you thought Post liked.
I feel like I'm dead on the head. Like, I feel like he'd be like whatever the equivalent of like Cocoa Puffs or whatever. It's like his thing.
Instead of a cereal, may I opt for the first thing that came to my mind?
What?
It's in the same vein, but a little bit different. I think he keeps cans of his favorite childhood beverage, which sometimes he, you know, might add a little bit of adult flavor to, if you will. But it is, of course, Premium Golden Yoo-Hoo.
Premium Golden Yoo-Hoo?
Yeah.
Premium Golden Yoo-Hoo?
Yeah.
That's what we're going with? That's not in some kind of a way copywritten by the company Yoo-Hoo?
You know what? You're absolutely right. Premium Golden Yoo-Hoo. Woohoo. Fuck.
Premium Golden Woohoo.
I thought it was going to slip, so I auto-corrected, but then I auto...
Do you double-corrected your correction?
Yeah, no.
Just flip it. Hoo-woo.
Hoo-woo.
You know what? Yes.
I like hoo-woo.
Yeah, no, hoo-woo's better. Yeah, Premium Golden hoo-woo.
You go into the pantry to get yourself a hoo-woo. Like, you like them
premium
room temperature.
Premium Golden, excuse you. I don't buy that basic swill.
You have a connect through, like, yo, the people who are still able to, like, a little bit help you out at the Postman's Guild, and that, like... They can't actively help you, but, like, you can still, like, pay money for goods and services. And that is where, like, an almost irresponsible amount of, like, your disposable income goes to is, like, that one little comfort. You always had Premium Golden Hoo-Woo at your home growing up. And gosh darn it, you're going to keep having Premium Golden Hoo-Woo. Except your container of Premium Golden Hoo-Woo has been emptied of all of its bottles. Now, mind you, you've never had to label it before, because everyone who lives with you knows that's Post Hoo-Woo. You don't touch Post Hoo-Woo. That's Post Hoo-Woo. And as
the regular Hoo-Woo is for everyone else, the Premium Gold is mine.
There is actually regular Hoo-Woo in a crate, like, right beneath it, untouched. And you look over, and you know who you see.
Oh, yeah, no, of course, sitting on the couch, chilling, just...
With the last hoo-woo in her hand, opened, sipping on it. She goes, good morning, Post.
Without breaking eye contact, I reach down, grab a regular, crack it down the whole thing in one gulp, crack it against my head and say, good morning to you as well. Can I roll deception to fool her into thinking that I don't want to throw this up immediately?
Roll a Post.
Excellent. This will go so well. So, that is a 5 on the dice, so 3.
Wow. Wow. Shouldn't you have better deception with your charisma?
Yes, but we agreed on a little...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, because you're a goober.
I'm too much of a pure good boy, despite how much of a party boy I am. My deception is the only negative charisma stat I have.
Jeez, wow.
She clocks that and, like, takes another sip and, like, continues, like, her act, but, like, is visibly more delighted. Like, oh, Post, you look a little green. Ew, are you okay? Is there something wrong? Oh, that's so good. So premium, so golden.
I'm glad to see you're enjoying yourself.
I am. I think this is going to be like a great arrangement for us. She stretches herself out like on the couch, finishing the last of the golden hoo-woo. And it feels purposeful in that like her feet are over where like you usually like sit. And she's like kind of like messing up like your butt groove on the couch.
Would you allow me to try and cast a spell without her noticing it? Potentially?
100% no. That's one thing that I'm kind of hard-lined about because it's the only thing sorcerers get with their magic is the ability to cast things quiet.
All right, fine. Then I will walk over to the door, make dead eye contact. Actually, hold on. Let me see what the components of this are because I may be able to do this bullshit anyway.
Poe's going to be petty as fuck.
She drank my hoo-woo.
There's a
that thing
shirt.
Was half full when you like left for work. You had several bottles left.
Okay, cool. It's all of them. Excellent. All right. So, yeah, not even like remotely trying to hide it at this point. The second that I am at the door and about to close it, I cast Tensor's floating disc right underneath here and bolt so that when I hit that point of 30 feet, she is dragged off the couch.
All right. I'm gonna roll dex. All right. As you run out of your apartment, you're reaching like the maximum length of Tensor's floating disc. You hear the sound, shoo. You hear a dunk, 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 dunk. And then you hear out in the distance, rather muffled through like, you know, the distance in the door.
You fucking fuck!
Ha! 1-1!
So you do get that small victory over your new nemesis.
And all it cost me was a spell slot. Worth it!
But as you are running, pulling this prank, you also bump into someone. Your postman contact. Let's call him Snoog. Snoog.
You were trying so hard not to say Ben or Jerry.
I hate for context, for some reason, they decided before this they were going to try their hardest to like shoehorn in Ben
we
and Jerry.
We never said we were
going to
shoehorn it in.
You said it.
I said it once as a joke, and you got really upset about the possibility of it.
Because I know what you do.
I think you know what you do, and you expect us to do the same thing back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else could I expect but like my due desserts? Exactly. Anyhoozle, you run into what do I call him? Snoog.
Snoog, that sounds about right, yeah.
Yep, Snoog. You run into Snoog, your contact the postman, he's like, oh, hey, I had something I was supposed to give to you, like, kind of on the sly. And he's holding a medium-sized package that's actually kind of, like, I would say ornately wrapped, but it's not ornately wrapped, it's just wrapped perfectly the way only a postman could.
Does it look like it's about the size of a Woohoo container? Or is this... Oh, okay, this is something else.
This is a different thing.
I need to clarify. We've established the lore.
No, that's a good question. That is a good question, but no.
All right, I will take it, stamp whatever it is that he has, because of course I have that stuff on me.
Oh, yeah, like... You produce from, like, your pocket, like, your official seal. Like, you stamp it off, like everything's all good. He tips his hat to you, he's like... Pleasure doing business with you, bud. And then, like, you.
Oh, Shmoo, wait, one moment before you do.
Teleports right on back. Yo, what's up?
I'm going to need the next shipment of Woohoo a little bit earlier than usual. I have a new problem with the pests in the apartment.
Whoa, man. That premium golden Woohoo is hard to get a hold of. It's not even made in this plane of existence,
man. I know. Look, whatever you can do, I
have to go to the Feywild to get it. Like, that place is wild.
Yes. It's in the name. Come on.
Yeah. It's... Like you ever heard the term, we're gonna go Feywild tonight? They mean it. It's a whole thing.
That was my life until, like, a few months ago. Yes, I'm very well aware. Not the Feywild, but the idea of let's get Feywild. You know.
I know all too well. I will see what I can do. I'm already kind of, like, putting my neck out there to bring you your regular shipments, And to also bring this to you, you might want to read, like, you know, the little note attached to the top seems important. Anyway, deuces. And he gives you a little peace sign and then, like, teleports away.
I salute him as he teleports. You said there's a note on this package?
There's a note.
What does it say?
It's a note in your father's handwriting. It says, "My darling boy, I know that part of your challenge is to make it out there on your own, but I don't think that that means you can't get a little help every now and again. Enclosed is a great tool used by the Delveries for a great many generations that I believe will be of a great service to you. I heard that you've entered a line of labor that may be dangerous, and it is my hope that by passing this weapon along to you, that it will keep you safe, my son."
Oh, Father, you truly are the best.
I take 30 minutes carefully unwrapping it without destroying the paper and folding it up for later use.
That is very you, but as you unwrap...
Not just post, but me in IRL, I do that shit. Not saving it, but I do.
I know, that's why, like, I've opened presents with you before. I was like, you do that shit.
I can't help it. It's satisfying. Anyway.
But so as you open it, you open up to another box inside of the box and another note.
Oh, yes. Father's PS. How he usually does it.
This note is not in your father's handwriting. It's in your grandfather's handwriting.
Oh.
Hey there, you little shit. You're trying to get around old granddad, I see. No, no, no. You're doing this on your own. You see, back in my day, we had to deal with everything. We didn't have these mamby pamby safety regulations. It goes on like this for a while. It's like, I had to piss in a boot in the trenches of Faerun. It just goes on that for like a while.
You get
the sense that he kept writing and like ran out of paper and like just kind of kept writing on the table, and someone was just like, "Sir, you have to do other stuff."
I feel like I have read this multiple times already, like just from past instances of him doing this, but I still dutifully read every word until it cuts off at the point where he very clearly ran out of paper.
Yeah, it goes all the way through, and you open it up, and it looks like he pulled a classic switcheroo on you, and that there's not a really cool weapon in here. He gave you his old, like, shitty, like, boots covered in mud.
Ah, oh, good. They still reek of urine.
However, in classic rich guy fashion, in throwing away his old shit, he forgot that everything he owned is cool and vaguely magic. And so you have received the Muckrakers, or the Mudwalkers, rather, which I am sending to you now over Discord. The Mudwalkers.
I also feel like as Post was reading that he was very much thinking,
I swear, grandfather's penmanship really took a decline after his retirement. He used to be so formal, so eloquent with it, and now he writes like he's talking below his grade. It's embarrassing.
All right. Then we'll move along instead to Christina. I'll pose the same question. You guys have had some time to think it over. Where are you guys staying?
Well, I think Leah probably goes back to her house if it's not, like, an option to stay at the quarters themselves. She, knowing this kind of situation and earlier on catching on that Tara is pretty green to all of this, does ask Tara where she plans on staying.
Oh, I've been staying at this inn above the local tavern, so nothing fancy, but it does the job for now.
Okay.
I will say, Leah, you know, being a little bit more experienced, that like that's the classic adventure thing to do. But you also know if she continues to do that, she will spend all of her paycheck on the tavern fees.
Hey, where else am I going to go?
Yeah, I mean, one of us is already going to be dropping all their wages on like expensive chocolate.
I'm in an apartment here. I just got here.
right. Well, if you ever want to not stay at that hotel, there's always a spare bedroom at my house, which is not an issue because no one's ever really home except for me, so... free invitation. Don't feel like you have to take it up now. But...
Oh, that actually would be great. I've been here a few nights and I'm already kind of running a bit dry and heart's getting anxious for more bones and they're expensive here.
We actually have quite a few bones at my house, so that should be no problem.
Tart perks up.
Concern.
I also had concern, but then I remembered.
Perfect.
Great.
So you guys are both over at Leah's house. And in a somewhat similar fashion to Post, well, not quite so similar. Like, it is still, like, it's still delivery, but it's not quite as, like, personable because this person does not know you. They're just a delivery person. but there is a knock at the door, and once you get it, there is a package there that is addressed to Tara.
Ooh. Wasn't expecting anything.
That's actually How'd they find you?
How'd they know? This isn't my house.
How did they know? Do you have like a sending stone or something? Like, what?
No, just a regular speaking stone. Oh, God, they're tracking.
Have you checked your speaking stone recently?
I don't think she has, no. It's, let me check. Hold on. And she brings out her speaking stone.
You have so many texts. You have so many texts from your parents.
Oh, crap. It went on silent mode. Uh-oh.
You're on airship.
You pull it out and, like, there's, like, so many texts. There's a couple missed calls and, like, they're trying to video call you right now.
Can I answer it?
Yeah, you answer the video call.
I answer the video call. Oh, hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
You hear a bunch of, like, clanging and, like, clattering and stuff. You're like, wait, honey. Like, calm down. Okay, yeah. No, she answered. She's alive. No, she's good. Cancel it. Cancel the search party. No, cancel it. Cancel it. It's fine. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Dad.
You good?
I'm fine. I've only been gone a few days. What's this about a search party?
No. We weren't, we believe in you and that you are fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. A little rough start going with my new job at first, but great! I made a new friend, and I point the video at Leah.
Leah is like eating what was previously frozen and is now cooked French fry, and just kind of waves and has a concerned look on her face, like, "What the fuck is happening?"
you see a dragonborn man with like a glowing runic arcane hand like wave at you like, well, hey there, any friend of my daughter is a friend of mine, put her there. Wait, nope, video call.
How is the new hand doing for you, Dad?
Oh, it's great. Wait, watch this. And he's and like he takes like this like bale of hay and then like puts it in his hand, and then like because the hand isn't like on like a fixed joint like a regular hand, he spins it around and it just spins over his head and he goes, ah.
That's great, Dad. I'm glad you're having fun with it.
This new hand rules very hard.
Deal. So what's up? Well,
did you get your care package?
So that's the mysterious box that somehow found me at my new friend's house. How did you do that?
What?
You know what? I don't want to know. Dad, please.
No, I kind of want
you
to.
You look at the directions on the box, and it's like in your father's like kind of like sloppy handwriting. You can tell he wrote it with the new hand, and it says, "Get this to my daughter at any cost."
It just says to Tara, in big bold letters.
No address, no stamp. Just like
no address, no like no stamp. Like you get the like. You know, you guys are like kind of like friendly with like your neighborhood postman. You get the feeling that like he gave it to him and said like, yo, with the note on, he's like, get this to my little girl, no matter what. And they figured it the fuck out.
If you ever show this to Post, he will have an aneurysm.
I think your father like kind of called it a favor that he thought would be like a light favor. But didn't realize that like in the background there was kind of like a small like espionage, like, manhunt to track you down to a brick-and-mortar address to deliver this to you.
I guess it'd be a nice to the
Volstead. You've been at for 5 minutes.
Right.
You think back and, like, that postman looked very tired.
Well, thanks for the care. What's in it exactly?
Oh, well, open it. Okay. sweetie, do you need me to come over there and
no,
open it for
no,
you?
No, Dad.
I can be on the first teleporter there.
Identify.
I got a new hand.
It's like, look, I'm opening it. I'm
new
opening
hand.
It.
I can get it.
I'm doing it myself.
Come on.
I'm doing it myself. I'm a big girl. I can do it.
Leah's shaking her head vigorously no in the background.
All right, do you open it?
I open it, yes.
All right, so like, there's like a couple of things in there. Like, there's like some homemade brownies in there that your mother made. There's like some bones for Tart, like some of his favorite ones.
He's already in the box.
He's all in the box. There's a couple of things from your room. One thing of note is a toy they kind of like, they got you sort of as a child. It was one of those moments for a parent where like they gotten you like a little bit more of like a kid's toy type thing, but you had grown up a little bit too much for it. And that was just like that understanding of like, this is, like you have grown. This is not an appropriate like toy for you anymore. And like you still kept it for like sentimental reasons, but you didn't really carry it around with you very much. It's a flute that's like inlaid with like this design of butterflies and such. Now you never really used it, and now that you've been a little bit more out in the world—not quite that much, but a little bit more out in the world—you kind of noticed that it wasn't a completely useless regular flute. It did have a small enchantment on it. And in your care package, you find the butterfly flute, which I am now going to send to you on Discord.
Neat.
Anyway, Leah,
we
now kind of get to you, and that both of our friends have both received effectively care packages, although you're not aware of posts. Have you checked your speaking stone recently?
I'm sure she glanced at it, but wasn't expecting anything.
You do not have any missed calls or messages or anything of the sort.
She just kind of looks at it, goes, seems about right, and then puts it back in her pocket.
What you do have is, within your home, a floral arrangement that you had not initially put there.
I think that she picks it up and cautiously moves it to the other room so that it's not necessarily nearby where Tara and Tart are.
The floral arrangement is one of brightly colored flowers that are often reminiscent or associated with generosity and gift-giving. And attached to them is a small envelope.
She, like all things that she receives in floral arrangement, examines to make sure there's not any kind of trap on this. Like any kind of rune.
We can roll, what will that be? Inside or something? What would we roll to check for traps? What's the check for traps stat? I feel like it's not
investigation?
Inside. Investigation, thank you. Yeah, roll investigation.
14.
All right, on a 14 investigation, you don't find any traps there, but you do find that, like, the writing on the envelope is, like, very ornate and very well done. It's not like one of your usual notes. I think since your last meeting with the actual head of like the association, you previously had like, you know, different contacts and handlers and such that you'd work with, but this does not appear to be from any of them.
Her ears sort of plop down against her head out of confusion, and she opens it.
Inside, a small letter. That's just a. Just a really short, just kind of to the point note of just, in hopes of keeping pests out of your garden, Granny Nightshade. And as you pull the letter out, something else tumbles out, a small little brown ring. And you are now in possession of the Ring of the Rodent, which I will now send to you on Discord, that I hope does not ask me if I'm a robot again.
Ooh, triple authentication.
I think Leah picks up the ring and kind of is examining it and takes like one of her fingers and is tracing along the edges of the carving on the ring and slides it on to probably her thumb, because I imagine it might not necessarily fit any of her other fingers. She's just like, this seems like a safe place for it, and kind of examines it, swears that she can see that the eye on the ring like winks at her, and just kind of puts her hand back down.
Yeah, for those of you listening at home, the ring does look like a little wooden carved mouse, but the tail goes like all the way around to form a ring.
Yeah, it's like hugging the tail.
Yeah, it's like hugging its own tail.
I actually recognize these, and I can go ahead and shout out. It's by Mr. James Gifford.
Oh, I was going to do like a whole like thing, but yeah.
I recognize the exact format. I was like, I've saved like 10 of these things at least.
The last minute, like me like sending these things to you via Discord, I had an order that I thought was going to get here sooner than it did of the physical copies of these. So shout out to Mr. James Gifford. I love your items. Also, make your shipping faster.
they are very cool items, though.
No, they're cool as shit. The items are cool as shit. Like, if you're looking at that kind of shit and you're just like, I wonder if I should buy that shit. You should buy that shit. It's good shit.
Just apparently it takes a while.
It takes a little bit. But, you know, we're waiting for the quality. That's what it is.
Post. Get on that.
We don't.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's the postal system's fault. Get on that postal system. Man, I can't believe these post delivery guys. Nah. I can't even.
Work with independent shippers.
Yeah, she puts on the ring and just kind of tucks the note away. She has this little box where she keeps notes and then keeps it hidden like under a loose floorboard under her bed, and arranges the flowers just to look nice in her window. Since she's putting them in the window, she does add one flower that's like for a thank you received. But that's about it.
For the rest of the night, it's generally uneventful for you three as you're, you know, you've received your little care packages and you've got some mildly magical items, although don't expect to receive like everything via care package. We are like going to be still like getting our magic items the old-fashioned way by fighting bad guys and plundering and also buying them from, Little Lena the Pawn Shop Witch. But
also,
I wanted to start you guys off with a little bit.
With their items, I got mine on my way to work. I got mine last, technically.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Well, yeah, you waited until you were leaving. So, yeah, you...
You waited until I was leaving. Don't pin that on me.
No. I said it was, like, the day before, like, you're chilling out, decompressing before you had to go. Like, for your mission tomorrow. I said your mission was tomorrow.
Yes, and then I received the care package after I bolted out from a fast forward to the following morning when frickin' Felicia drank my hoo-woo.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right.
I pay attention, thank you.
I'll take my
extra credit, teacher.
Your extra credit is... I'm gonna make all the bad guys target you.
Well, that's good. I'm a tank.
Anyway, you guys all wake up. You bring yourselves back to Jobber's HQ. They get you loaded up into a teleportation circle. Now, it's been a good while since the events of AOD and Age of Despair. Teleportation technology has gotten a little bit more accessible. Not a lot, just a bit. Meaning that certain, like, you know, organizations will have access to this sort of technology, but it's not as expected that, like, you're like, oh yeah, there's, like, a teleporter in every home or something like that. Like, we haven't gotten that far. However, Jobbers is on the map enough that they do have a couple of teleportation pads to their name.
They got used models.
They really do. Like, they have, like, a couple years behind what's the current thing. There's like a bunch of like safety warnings about how you're supposed to stand while on the teleportation pads to make sure you don't leave behind any limbs. A kink that has been thoroughly worked out in modern teleportation pads that is not available for the ones that they have there. Marlena is there with you with like a little clipboard. She's like running you through like a couple of like basic things about the islands. Like, so like, you guys are going to be going to Tal Guamo. Tal Guamo is, some of you have probably heard of it. It's considered to be the party capital of the world. However, it is very important that you guys stay on task, stay on mission. Do not get lost in the sauce. I'm looking at each of you equally. She is not. She is looking at both.
I have a question for you, and be honest with me. Has Post been here? If this is the party capital of the world, has Post, rich party frat boy, been here before?
Post, you have been to Talguomo. You have been to Talguomo for the betterment of your mission and for the worse, and that you're going to be a little bit more familiar with, like, landmarks and stuff. I'm going to, like, let you have, like, some advantage when we're trying to, like, you know, when you're trying to get your bearings.
Mm-hmm. But
however, you have made enemies on Talguomo. When I rolled, I was like, was Post fun on Talguomo?
Oh, so the answer was yes, no matter what.
And I rolled, and I was like, like, because, like, I'm not in, like, the whole, like, party boy scene. I was like, Post would either be, like, their god or, like, hated. And you got kind of mid, so you've got, like, a couple of enemies just kind of about.
Great.
Some people who you throw up in their pool and stuff like that.
I mean, coincidentally, I'm also not very, I'm not intimately familiar with the party scene at all.
Anyway, like, so Marlena continues, like, so don't get lost in the sauce. It's real big. So little history on the island in case we've got any history buffs there. So it used to be kind of a cursed island that would turn lost boys into donkeys. They fixed it. They fixed the donkey problem. No one turns into donkeys anymore. It was actually being perpetrated by, like, a talking fox man and, like, some other dude. They did not catch those guys, but it seems like they've stopped doing that, so that's cool.
How recently have they stopped doing that? When was the last time something like this was reported?
She looks to her clipboard. She's like, "That I do not have that here."
It was recently enough that they felt the need to make a drink out of it. Very popular there. They call it making an ass out of you. Ha ha! And I, like, elbow Tara a little too hard in my jesting.
Tart bites at your face.
Your system is excited! Fry him off my nose.
No, he just hates you.
So how many of those drinks have you had?
Last
Damn,
time or
son.
In total?
Either.
I start counting on my fingers taking way too long, and Post is not stupid, so this is me counting in digits larger than...
More barrels than I care to admit.
That tracks.
Great.
Called the party capital of the world for a reason.
Speaking of which, make sure that you're kind of on your toes. It's not just the party capital of the world, like, a general sense. It's also, like, an incredibly diverse biome because of the technology that's gone into magically changing the weather around it. It's got this kind of ring-like structure, and so there's different districts that have different climates. It's a something for everybody type of thing. However, the main hub generally tends to be the Triton settlement underwater in the center of the ring. That being said, we can't drop you there, as the docking fees are too expensive for us to, you know, connect our teleporter there. So we're going to... Okay. You guys are going to the, well, kind of the basic portion. It's just a regular beach, sort of, but it's still, you know, still nice. And it is on, well, I mean, I guess all parts of the ring are equidistant from the center, but you're gonna have to make your way there. Is that okay? I tried really hard to, I wanted this to be put together. Did I do good?
Would Post know if that beach is cool?
Yeah, Post, roll history with advantage to know about the beach.
Okay, that, 13.
Post has never been to the beach. Post has had friends who have gone to the beach.
If Post has been to the beach, he does not remember the beach because he made an ass of himself, if you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, if Post has been to the beach, he has, like, zero recollection of it. But Post is aware of the beach, but, like, not much beyond that.
I know people who have been there. I'm sure it's fine.
Well, I mean, I guess that's a much of a seal of an approval as any. Are you guys all geared up and ready to go?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Look at my very muddy boots and say, do you happen to know someone who knows prestidigitation?
Let me see. Yes.
She looks at you. Oh, do you want... You wanted help?
Yes, yes. It wasn't morbid curiosity.
All right, hold on. She like runs off. She like runs back and she's like... She's back with like Pascal.
And Pascal!
Oh, what's going on?
I hear talk you know prestidigitation, and well, I recently inherited, and I pull out the boots, my grandfather's well-worn, piss-ridden boots, and I was hoping you could, maybe help
with
the piss.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, we used to have to piss in the boot in the trenches of favor.
Really?
He's old, but she ages differently.
Do you by chance happen to know Martel Delvery?
He grabs you by the scruff of your neck. He's like, don't you fucking say that name here. That motherfucker knows what he did.
Then if you would like to banish his piss from the world, and I lift the boots.
And he looks at you. He looks at you like real hard. He's like, you're his grandson, ain't you?
Martel Delvery, Postel Delvery, and it's Yes.
Yeah, sure. I gotcha. He takes the boots and he leaves the room with them. And he comes back and he hands you the boots.
Nothing has changed.
No. Here's a question.
My friend, they appear to still reek of piss.
There we go.
What? No, I totally fixed it. You should put them on.
Can I slosh them around here if he pissed at them?
Roll investigation.
Can we never say, can I slosh them around and ever get on the show?
He pissed them.
Look, all I asked was for someone to prestidigitate the boots. He made a scene out of it. 21.
100% he pissed on those boots.
I upturned the boot.
It's a bunch of, like, fresh piss on the floor. Like, and it splashes near, like, Marlene, and she goes, fucking, come on!
Sorry, didn't see you down there. My apologies. I wasn't trying to do that.
Come on!
I said I'm sorry!
Dang it, Post.
It was an accident! I was trying to...
Everyone looks at you as you're pouring piss on the ground, and Pascal, like, makes a scene of like, whoa! I guess Post L. Delvery just likes to piss on the floor, everybody!
This is your piss!
He's pissing on the floor!
You need to clean up your piss!
Everyone's looking at you like the piss is localized around you.
I mean,
I'm holding an upside down boot that is dripping piss. How do you know me? Is it any way alluding to I did it? This is very clearly not me. What are you talking about? Fuck out of here with that shit.
I mean,
there is no way anyone here is stupid enough to think I just whipped it out and went wild on the floor. There is no way. I refuse to believe that.
You see that Leah is like mouthing as frantically as possible to Marlena. Can we go, please?
She's like a little bit like got on her, and she's just like kind of still in that. She's like, sure. Get on the fucking thing. Get on the thing.
Please.
Put him on the thing. Go now.
I do not break eye contact with Pascal even once as I walk backwards.
He does not break eye contact either.
Leah has a firm grasp on her trowel as she's getting on this thing. Like, if you turn those things over one more time.
They're empty. I said upside down.
Fully upside down. Anyway, you guys get on the teleporter pad. There's a whirring noise. There's kind of like that sound that like an old car makes when it like it's trying to start and it's giving that like and then like you hear someone on like one of the mechanics go like, alright, I got it. Alright, everybody stand completely still, hands by your side. No items carried in your hands, sir. You have to put those boots on or like chuck them.
Put them on, Post.
I put them in my bag.
So they got no, I'm gonna leave.
By that logic, weapons also won't go with me.
Alright, that's too far, I'm gonna leave it.
Leah sheaths the trowel in her utility belt and has this look of I will murder you on her face.
Yeah, like you have to like stand like essentially in a set stance. Leah, like the technician's like, ma'am, you're gonna wanna have your ears straight up, like straight line. I cannot stress that enough, straight up in the air.
Fine. They're straight up.
And good luck. Chichunk. They pull like a big lever. It's not smooth. It's not like the teleportation of the previous season that you're just like, whoop, 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 and there we are, and everything's cool. You guys kind of find yourselves in like a wormhole, kind of like hurtling across like a void. And the reason why you have to be straight is because if you move at all, you'll jostle. And you don't want to jostle. Everyone roll constitution saves to not jostle.
Oh, God. 17.
19.
How bad do I jostle with a 7?
Ooh. Why isn't your con better?
It is. I rolled bad.
All right.
That's one of my good saves.
Leah, like, you're a pro. Like, this is disorienting, but, like, you've been disoriented before. Like, you're good. Tara, like, through sheer luck and pluck and being just, like, a goody two-shoes from, like, a small town, like, you were given directions, and you're just like, oh, I just have to follow the directions? Cool. The easiest thing in the world to do for anyone out there who's, like, doing dumb shit, and it was, and you were given directions to not do that, fucking quit it.
It's so simple.
But Post.
I feel like because Post has had such a terrible day, like, his golden premium woohoo was drank by some bitch. He had his new boots pissed in when all he asked was for someone to help him clean out the piss stain because he's just some angry old man who holds grudges against lineages, I guess, and he just loses his concentration.
Well, I was thinking, like, more along the lines, like, as you're being teleported, you, like, see someone who has, like, a golden premium hoo-woo, and you go, is that? And then it teleports.
Let's go a little column A, a little column B.
You jostle, and, like, the rest of you are just kind of, like, fine. And then you notice Post literally ping-ponging back and forth off the walls of, like, this teleport, like, this wormhole tube that you're all in. Post, you're gonna take a...
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna take 4 bludgeoning damage.
Neat.
Post, you have to stay straight. Do better.
Follow directions.
All right, so you guys land. I'll say, you know, 2 of you land on your feet. 1 of you lands kind of on your face in sand. But you land on the sandy beach portion of Tal Guomo. And I'm going to introduce, I guess, like, the first, like, new skin of an old mechanic I thought was really cool. So shout out to Jordan for this mechanic that I'm kind of changed out a little bit. Shut up. You know, you're supposed to take praise very quietly.
No.
Have you met him?
Yeah, valid. So it is the I know a guy mechanic. Now, I didn't get a huge amount of mileage on that last time, but I thought it was, like, a really cool idea. So, I thought, when is it most important to, like, really be able to know a guy? And it's when you're on the younger side, and you're in a new place, and you don't have money, and you need somewhere to stay. So, every adventure, you guys are gonna have the opportunity to do an I know a guy roll. Now, when you choose to do your I know a guy roll, you're going to tell me who you're trying to contact and, like, tell me how you know them. That will be set in stone. Tell me who you're trying to contact and how you know them. Then you'll have to roll. Depending on kind of, like, you know, the factors that you've presented me, I will set a DC in my mind and then you will roll against that. You'll roll against that flat. That will decide how well that person receives you, or, like, you know, whether or not they have room for you to stay with them as you are 3 whole ass people and a dragon dog. So that will be, like, the deciding factor there. If you can't find somewhere to stay, you can still just, like, do it, like, the standard way, like, staying in an inn. But the way Jobbers works is that you won't get as much of a payout. Like, you can use Jobbers's, like, whole little program of, like, oh, we'll get you set up with, like, you know, accommodations while you're there, but it's a little predatory. And it's best for you to not have to stay at a place other than, like, a friend's house. So with that being said, who wants to roll this season's first I know a guy roll?
is it we each get one or one of us gets to do it for this one?
I want it to be like just one of you doing it like per adventure, but let's make it interesting to kind of like break in the mechanic and that only one of you is going to get to roll it, but I want all three of you to like present to me someone you might know. Like, don't have to get deep into it, but like just give me like a concept of someone you'd probably know here. And then I'll kind of like go forward from there. I'm trying to make this like little section like a little bit more like collaborative based than that. Like, I want us building a story together as a team.
I have one.
All right.
Okay, so I feel like on one of Post's trips here, probably one of his more recent ones when he would have been in college, probably not with his parents, he would have gone to like a, not like someone that Barnabas knew, but like someone that a friend of Barnaby knew. And I was like friend of a friend, and he introduced me to this person who kind of like ran one of the resorts there. And this was one of the places I did not make enemies, I hope. And like, just, I ended up like amping up all the parties there. And of course, this person's name is Jen Barry. Don't cross it out, you coward.
Jen Barry. All right, so one option that's been presented is Jen Barry, and they're fighting well above their weight class to be the option that I choose, because I'll be fucking damned. All right, Christina, what do you got?
Hemlock, the local nursery employee. Not nursery as in
plant nursery,
but nursery as in plants, yes.
Local plant nursery. All right, Chelsea, give me a person.
I'm terrible at character creation and concepts, so...
Your cousin?
Actually, like, that's a pretty funny idea of, like, there being, like, a country mouse, city mouse thing going on.
Sure, my...
Ooh, what if it was, like, you had a cousin who was also a dragon wrangler, but they did it, like, beachside, and that was, like, an attraction?
Sure, we'll go with
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, we'll
on
that.
Beachside dragon wrangler.
You can go wakeboarding on a drake.
Drake boarding!
Oh, we found our one.
Ooh, Drake yes. Boarding. They're the Drake boarding instructor.
Yeah, that.
All right, Drake boarding instructor.
I still think if you don't go for Jen Barry, you're a coward, but go on.
We can't not do Drake boarding.
I mean, I'm the one who helped build it, but I still think you're a coward. Just know that in your heart.
All right, what should we name our Drake boarding instructor?
Why must it be put on the spot like this?
Gara.
I was gonna say, is there like a
Gara?
Name, is there a name
like
convention?
Tara, but different?
What?
Is there like a familial naming convention that you were thinking of?
Wait, hold on. If you don't want to like come up with something, I've got like a stable of names that I can use, so I can throw a name on there.
There's no real naming convention for hers.
Don't worry, I got one.
All right, fine.
It's either gonna be one of the coolest names ever or really stupid.
I'm betting on the latter, honestly.
All right, roll me flat to see how your cousin receives you.
Okay. Paper's a good girl. Let's see. Uh-oh.
Is that what I think that is?
It's a 7.
It's not what you think it is, but it's not much better.
Okay.
It's a 7.
That is a 7. No, 7 is not very good.
No,
it's not.
However, again, the thing I want to introduce about this mechanic is that, like, the pitch you give me affects the general DC. Like, if we had gone Jen Barry, I'd have been like, I would have accepted that Jen Barry has a place for you to stay at like a DC of 20, because I am adamantly against the Jen Barry thing being canonical.
I just want you to know, if I had rolled that, I got a 19 for what it would have been, so it would have been very close.
I hate you.
You would have done better than me. I got a 3 if I would have rolled, so.
So as you guys make land, and you tell your friends, like, you can call on your cousin there who's a Drake boarding instructor. You pull out your speaking stone, you go through your contacts. You haven't talked to them in a little while, but you pull up, like, their contact. And their name is listed under Sa Dude.
No.
Yep.
Sa Dude?
Sa Dude.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Jen Barry was stupid. Fuck me.
Saw dude.
How dare I even remotely think of a name like that? Like, truly, what's wrong with me when we have the Lord of Names here? Man, fuck you. Fuck you straight up.
Saw dude. Saw dude. You give Saw dude a call. And, you know, takes a little second, couple of rings. And then he answers. Saw dude. It's Saw dude.
Saw, how you been? It's Tara.
Oh, Tara, righteous. What's going on?
Not much. How you been? I'm actually in Targoma today.
Wait, are you for serious?
Yeah, I'm for serious, dude.
Oh, my good golly gosh. I thought it was you guys. What, and you hear a click, and like behind you, he's like waving.
Tara waves back.
Is this a normal feature of your family, where they just show up places and then they find you?
Wait, what?
Don't worry about it.
I swear, it feels like you two have like this entire thing going and I'm just out of the loop always.
It's gonna stay that way.
We are a team, Tara, my goodness.
Tart bites at your face.
Ah! Well, what did you do last night?
Same old Tart. I haven't seen this guy since he was a hatchling.
Yeah, look how big he's gotten. He was like a wee little chicken when he was first born.
She starts tearing up.
A chicken? Is that a common nomenclature for baby dragons? They're called chickens.
Old Tart looked like a little chicken. His feathers hadn't quite come in yet, so you're like a little baby naked chicken, weren't you, Tart?
If you say so.
Well, what brings you guys here? Like, where are you guys hanging out at?
We actually just arrived. You wouldn't have anywhere we could stay at the moment. We're a little short for cash.
Whoa, dude. Not only do I have a place that you can stay? It's my place. You can stay with me.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Saw. You're the best.
Rages. Hey, it's been a while. Yeah, are you ready to meet, like, your second cousins?
Oh, you know I am.
You go back to Saw Dude's. Like, he essentially has, like, a beach shack, like, apartment sort of thing going on. And there are three young blue dragonborns that kind of like, you know, are running around. And you meet Nah Dude, Yah Dude, and Wah Dude.
Nah, Yah, and Wah.
Nah, Yah, and Wah.
Every one of these you do spits on the memory and honor of Jen Barry, and I want you to know that.
Good.
You are in the wrong here today, sir.
I looked through my stable of names and I realized I had the perfect opportunity to use these four names I had put down. And I was like, oh,
you wrote
good.
These. You put these to pen. I made mine up on the spot.
Yeah, that makes mine better.
No, it superior? Doesn't. Super not.
So good. Such good shit. Anywho, you meet these like little young dragonborns running around. That's a girl and two boys. The little girl is kind of like, you know, hanging back and like she's got like a little stuffed drake that she has with her. One of the boys is kind of like on the kitchen counter and you hear Sadu like, dude? No.
Do they all look?
they all look at the same time. They go, dude? No, not you, dudes. Counter, dude. Not on the counter,
dude.
Counter,
dude. He's on the dip. I cast counter dude at a ninth level.
I cast counter dude. My dude provides. My dude abides.
Guys. Why?
Because why not?
Oh boy, you guys. Are you excited to try this new TTRPG thing everyone's talking about?
Well, I sure am, but I heard it needs dice, and I don't know if I have any. What about you guys?
No,
I haven't had any dice either. How are we gonna game in a tabletop format without any dice?
Fuck yeah! I heard you kids need some dice!
Holy fucking shit, it's Derek Diceman!
Watch your mouth, kid, and that's right, I'm Derek Diceman! I got you all these amazing dice from my friends over at Adventure Dice!
Adventure Dice, the Canadian-based dice company?
Hey, I'm the one sponsoring them, shut up!
Okay.
At AdventureDice.ca, you can find all kinds of dice. Metal ones, wooden ones, some as big as your head. Okay, not that last one. But there's tons of stuff that you can get there. And if you use the special promo code AGENTS at checkout, you can get an extra 10% off all dice there, with the exception of the charity dice.
Wait, wow. Hold on. Can we get, like, other, like, accessories, like dice towers and other cool stuff like a deck of many things?
You can! Kid I told to be quiet!
Why won't you love me, Father?
Oh, right. Now that you guys got your dice, let's roll for initiative!
Yeah!
Natural 20!
I got a 4.
All right, I take it back. These names rule.
Yeah, I win.
You want me over?
Yeah, so he gets them off the counter, and the last child is also a boy, and he's just like, he's kind of just like hanging out, just like on the couch, just like he's doing that like sitting upside down thing, drinking a juice box, and yeah, these are your family members.
Oh, looky! Oh, look how big you've gotten.
Who that? They point at you. They don't remember you. They were babies.
Well, I guess you wouldn't remember me. I'm your auntie Tara.
Your aunt?
Yep.
Did you bring candy?
I have some leftover brownies if you want them.
You are swarmed. One of them runs and like with his claws like climbs on the wall for a little bit and then like leaps on you. Your cousin does not help you.
One at a time.
None of that's not observed. He's like, man, I probably should have warned you. I don't usually let him have a lot of sugar for reasons.
I can tell. She just like massively gives them like there's like crumbs on the floor because they're just like grabbing at her,
just scattering crumbs just, like they're pigeons. Like,
made like a little trail of crumbs to like lead them like away from you guys and yes. Like trap them in their room.
Just like throw them away, throw them at a distance.
All right, so you guys have secured yourself some shelter with Tara's interesting family, we'll say. And you find yourself like you now have essentially a base of operations to work at. So well done, golf claps, pa 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 pa. And now, the mission proper begins. All of you are contacted on your speaking stones by Marlena, and she's gonna be she will be for your missions going forward. Your handler, meaning that you get stuck, you get lost, you'll be able to contact Marlena, and she'll be of varying degrees of helpful. Usually probably not super helpful, usually probably just kind of a set piece. But she is great for kicking off the action. So, Marlena gets on the horn and she says to you guys, like, alright, so looks like you guys have made landfall. None of you died. It looks like post, you jostled quite a lot. Yeah, remember not to jostle. It looks like the first thing you guys want to do is, you need to figure out where the fake IDs are coming from. So, you're probably going to want to find someone of, like, influence or means or know-how over on the beach and, like, curry favor with them? Hold on, I'm reading through the manual. Curry favor or strong arm. Don't do that one. I don't know. I don't know.
Lean away from the speaking stone and put my hand over it and just say Plan B.
What did Post say? It sounded like he put his hand over the phone and like everything sounded muffled for a second and I'm concerned now.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
I said we'll see what she has to say is like our next best choice of action.
That.
Okay, I trust you guys implicitly.
I am standing as far back as I can because I am swinging bullets trying to lie. It is so uncomfortable.
I would have made you roll, but I was like, Marlene is a bean. She's just like, okay, they're not going to lie.
You two who could see me in person know I look so uncomfortable.
Leah clocks that. Will not be allowing you to be the face for anything.
Tara is sweating because she does not like breaking rules.
Oh, no. Both of you. You're the liar.
Leah clocks that. Is like, well, one of us can.
I guess it's down to me. Yeah, so I'm looking across the beach. I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot of kind of kooky characters there, but the one in charge of everything, who probably has the highest chance of knowing anything that you'd need, over in the beach district is the, the beach... No. Okay. The beach one in charge of everything is the Beach Pharaoh.
Beach Pharaoh?
Oh, I've heard of him!
It's...
What?
Huh?
His parties are legendary. I've never been able to attend, unfortunately.
You have heard of the Beach Pharaoh?
There's no way Post has not at least heard of a
No, I confirmed you.
I know.
I was like, you have heard of the Beach Pharaoh.
Of course he has. How can Post have not?
Like, you know enough to know, like, his general hangouts. Like,
just never made it.
Yeah, just never made it. So you guys now have a, I guess, like, the inklings of the beginning of a lead.
Anything else we should know about this Beach Pharaoh that Post doesn't already know through the grapevine?
Let's see. He's just kind of the head honcho on that zone. Most of the people who go to the beach zone are not quite locals, but they tend to, like, stick around and stay for, like, a longer period of time than anybody else. So that's... weird, but I'm sure it's fine. But yeah, go talk to a beach pharaoh. I cannot get over the fact there's a pharaoh on the beach. Like, is that weird to me?
There's sand. Why wouldn't he be a pharaoh?
Post, do you know what the beach pharaoh looks like? Like, who are we? If we were looking for this dude, what are we?
I've never met him in person, but I have to imagine that he's going to be wearing pharaoh's regalia in beach trunks.
Oh.
Which, honestly, if we could all just be serious, that's a look.
That's a way to put it.
The original look.
How? How is it not?
I had a different thing planned, but...
But now.
However.
Things change.
Oh. Okay, well, is there anything else we need to know, or is that it?
I think that's... You guys are kind of on an information gathering mission, so I don't have, like, a lot for you.
That's fine. Just wanted to make sure we didn't miss anything.
I will
from
say,
you.
Be careful in interactions with him and with. If you do have to go to any other zones, they generally tend to have someone who's kind of like the big boss of that area, or at the very least, someone who's kind of a big deal. So please, I think you guys are great, but. And I think you should be yourselves in most situations, except for now, where you should be good and nice to these people who are controlling these large districts. Please, for me, I get in trouble if you guys die. Also, I don't want you to die.
Why do you assume that being nice is the correct way to go about this? What if they want people that are mean? That would keep us from getting killed.
I mean, how many parties have you been to in your life?
I've been to so many parties.
Right, don't worry, I got this.
Well, you don't want to roll insight on Marlena and how many parties you've been to?
I don't think we need to.
No.
Not only do I not need to, Post doesn't want to. Post doesn't care. Post heard hesitation, which means weakness. You can't have weakness on a party scene.
Y'all fucking wild. All right, so do you guys essentially make your way for the beach pharaoh?
I think so. I think on the way over to Leah's like, so Tara, how old are you? Are you old enough to drink? We never actually asked that.
That is important, yes. We need to clarify that.
Oh, I'm 19.
Is that old enough for a dragonborn to drink?
Yes.
Okay, good. That was the real question.
There we go. Okay, yep.
Yep. Dragonborn drinking age is like at the age of like 18 because... Honestly, that's the drinking age in many other, like, most other countries, and also, like, I don't know, if it seems right. If you're a legal adult, then, like, legally you can drink.
So perhaps, you know, and she kind of lowers her voice as, you know, the group is walking, one of us pretends that we are not quite of age, and the rest of us are, and that helps us get into whatever the situation is we need to.
I absolutely can't do that. I'm known in this Not this particular zone, admittedly, but there's always a chance I might run into an old acquaintance of mine. They know I drink.
Tara, can you lie? Leah already knows the answer to this, but she wants to know.
Can you lie about your ability to lie? Now that's the
this
real
is
question.
This is the real test, actually.
Sure, I can.
I'll be the one that tells them that I'm younger. Great. I'm 17 and you two are not. That works.
Tara gives a thumbs up.
I don't even know how old you actually are, so as far as I'm concerned,
yeah,
that's the truth.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, also, they're not going to ask you, like, for your age. It's like an ID system. Like, because no one wants, like, the previous system was a literal, like, flowchart spreadsheet for different species. Like, you could have an Aarakocra who's, like, 3, and they're like, that's an adult by, like, that, like, their standard in lifespan. And then you could have, like, an elf who's, like, 150, and they're like, no, still too young.
Well, no, they're going to their quinceañera, remember?
Yeah, they're going to their quinceañera. They can't be drinking. So they're just like, you know what, fuck this. Everyone gets an ID. If you're old enough, the thing do blue smoke. Like, I'm not, like, the previous system was literally, like, having to know how to operate Microsoft Excel at a high level.
Oh, all right, well, then, to rephrase, I will pretend that I need an ID, and you two already have them, so.
All right, so you guys start to make your way towards, well, the center of the beach zone. Now, where you would probably expect it to be, like, a large building, this is kind of more of, like, an open-air type of a venue, where it's just out there on the beach. There's, you know, seating, like, kind of, like, dancing areas. There's these artifice, like, massive speakers set up, like, all around. And as you get closer, you feel, like, a thump, 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 like a beat, a bass reverberating through all of the sand. Like, you can feel it in your feet.
The sand is rising, bumping up with the beat.
It is truly, like, rising and falling and bumping up with the beat. It's like that, what it feels to chew 5 gum commercial.
Oh my god.
Like, if anyone knows that. Also, am I the only one who, like, desperately wanted to do that? If I ever got rich, that would be my weird rich guy thing I'd do, is I'd have a room full of, like, little, like, metal balls and, like, play bass and just, like, lay on it.
While you chew 5 gum.
While I chew 5 gum.
You gotta stimulate your senses, man. You just gotta.
Stimulate your senses.
That's such a weird slogan. Continue.
All right. So you feel just reverberating through the sand, make it bounce up and down, just like the bass. It gets, like, louder and louder. And over the speakers, you hear him. Praise. Everyone starts to, like, really, like, get into it. Everyone starts to, like, gather up. You hear it again. Praise! Everyone, like, gathers up more. Like, they start, like, hopping around. Like, there's, like, this smoke effect starting to, like, go over the beach. Praise! Tremolo tap! And, like, the beat drops. And everyone starts absolutely losing their shit. As you see, this fully wrapped up mummy wearing beach trunks, because I'm going to yes and that, just on the turntables. But there's a little bit more going on. It feels like the energy of the people, like, vibing and enjoying themselves are flowing into Tremolotep.
Oh my god.
And in classic Mumra the ever-living style, the energy flows into him and, like, it pumps him up and it beefs him up, and he becomes huge and jacked and beefy. He has, like, this blue sort of undead, like, you know, blue-green undead looking skin, but outside of that, like, no real, like, signs of age or death on him. And he continues to, like, blast music out for, like, the crowd. He has not taken notice of you guys yet, but I do need you guys to roll wisdom saves to resist the groove.
Nat 20, 21.
Damn. All right.
I got a 13.
18.
All right, so, Post, you've been to this kind of scene before. There's plenty, like, dudes on this island who play a groove so absolutely, like, viciously great that it, like, almost forcibly gathers a crowd are a dime a dozen. This guy's, you know, still particularly good. You're not gonna lie. He's like, it's hot shit. It's fire. But it's not getting to you. Now, Leah, you're just not into it. You just don't like this kind of music. You're just like... Like you know, you've never liked the party scene, and this is like too much of it, and you're just like, oh, absolutely not.
So far removed from her scene.
Tara.
Yep.
Your whole life.
I saw this coming, yeah.
Say no more. We can fill in the rest from here.
Your whole life.
Those words were looking like into the soul of your eyes when he said it.
Your whole life you live in the same town, you've known the same people. You thought you had been to a party, you thought you had heard music before. Like, you've been to like very like wholesome kitty like birthday parties and such, and you thought that was like the extent of it. This is an entirely different animal. This music is on an entirely different level. You feel it like in your bones, in your soul. You need to dance.
God.
And what are you even doing? Why? Adventure? Adventure? Oh, that, yeah, that's cool or whatever, but you know what's really fucking cool? Fucking Tremolo Tep, dude. That name absolutely fucks and should have gotten a bigger reaction.
Oh my god, and also, you baby!
And also, like, the music's so good. You, like, why am I doing adventure with my life when I could be listening to Tremolo Tep all day, every day?
And for the rest of my life, / 3 hours.
And you guys start to notice, like, Tara, like you guys, like, yo, are like, yeah, pretty good, and I don't like it. Tara's like, this is my new life, and then starts to, like, make a beeline for the center of the crowd.
So, one thing I will add is that while Tara is, like, beelining for the center of the crowd, that Leah is also, at the same time, taking in what everyone else is reacting like, and seeing Tara do that, she's, like, in the process of adjusting how her, like, shirt was looking, so she's like buttoned up like 3 bottom buttons as it tied it in the center so it looks more beachy, and she like starts bouncing along with the music even though she does not appreciate it at all. That's not her vibe, but she wants to feel like she's blending in with the rest of the crowd. Sees that and bunny hops towards where Tara is going and looks back at Post. We've got to catch her, we can't let go.
Can I try and like grab her by the shoulder before she gets too far? Is that possible?
I'll need two things. I'm gonna need Post to roll, I'm going to say athletics, because here's the thing. I'll say, if you want to do it, like, kind of gently, discreetly, then I'll need dex. If you want to do it, like, get down, Mr. President.
I said grab her shoulder, not form tackle.
She, and I hate to take control of your character like this, it's but, fine. Like, yo, this is a charm effect.
It's fine.
She is sprinting. Like you have like a second, like you have a split second to do something about Ooh. That, but she is like going to dead sprint to be a part of this.
I will put out there, my speed is faster than hers.
Even so.
Okay. I will not immediately stop her, but I will try and like get ahead of her to not let her get dead center.
Can we party chain? Like, you guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like a conga line.
Yes,
party
yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
The conga spray.
Yes.
You may conga line. I need a combined performance check. I will give you advantage because one of you is not performing. One of you is one of you is a true believer.
Okay, yeah, I'll try and get up ahead so I can like form the lead of the conga line so that she's not leading us further in.
Could I argue deception?
No.
Okay.
No, you're dancing. Tell me how you do a dance of deception, and then we can make it a deception check.
Well, I was saying that I was, like, trying to blend in with the crowds, and she's not feeling music at all, and so she's, like, adjusting the way that her appearance looks and the way that she's reacting based off of how everyone else is.
That's... It's not going to matter that much, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, no.
Don't worry about it too much.
For a good or bad reason?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
Okay, well.
The conga line's not going to be doing as much as we would have liked it to.
Well, I rolled kind of high. It's just a matter of how high.
Right, I will be nice and I will allow you to roll it as deception.
Okay, it's a 19 then.
All right, 19. What you got, J Diggity?
Four.
Four. That with the advantage?
Oh, I had advantage. Oh, okay.
Please use the advantage.
Jesus Christ, yes. Oh my God. Four!
Throw those dice out right now.
All right, how am I going to reconcile this?
God damn it. I was so hopeful with that one. I was like, oh yeah, second chance.
All right, I figured it out. All right, so you guys, like, do kind of start up a conga line, and then Tremolo's Tap takes notice of that, and then the music stops.
Oh, God.
And he points at you three, and he says, hey! No conga lines. Not after last time. No conga lines. Separate.
What happened last
time? Separate you three. I'm not getting into it. Separate.
Okay.
All right.
Separate.
All right.
Separate right now.
Yep.
Hands up, walking away like we just did something wrong.
I'm watching you guys.
All right.
You three. Eyes on you. I'm watching you. Everybody, like it got uncomfortable like real quick. And then he, like, without breaking eye contact from you three, he, like, slowly leans over and then starts the music up again. And then everyone kind of, like, it's like when, like, the lights come on at the club and someone gets, like, dragged out by the bouncer. Everybody's like, damn. Well, back to grooving. Eventually, everyone does get back to grooving. I will say, because the music stopped, that do I want you guys to reroll?
That is why I didn't ask. I had the same thought. I was like,
don't want you to re-roll
the feels like too big of a risk if he does.
Yes.
Fuck.
Well,
re-roll him.
Can I argue that for a lot of charm effects, if you pass it, you're immune for 24 hours, but then if you fail it, if you're made to re-roll, you have to re-roll then? So
yeah, okay, I'll be nice with the fucking encounter. Only
so just Chelsea.
Only Chelsea's re-rolling.
Thank you.
To be non-charmed.
Thank you for knowing charm rules.
Feywild.
Please help me out here. Fuck up. Shut up, Drew.
Yeah.
Is it better than before?
Not really.
Oh.
You have a small moment of clarity, like, wait a minute, I'm here on a mission. Oh shit, Tremolo Tap!
Woo, party!
Oh dear.
Oh no.
Right. Tremolo Tip.
All right, now you're gonna have to do background music that matches this. I need you to know that.
I already have several like things in the wings.
Okay, I'm just saying you got to get the Tremolo Tip in there.
Wait, no, I can't do that.
Sure.
I don't know. I can figure all that out. I got enough of an idea. Anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, so right now your focus has shifted now. And any other interactions that you have with Tremolo Tap, you have drawn his attention and, like, also slightly his ire. So it's going to be a little bit trickier.
Because we conga line.
Yeah, it's supposed to conga line.
You actually aren't in a lot of parties. That is a rule.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's really dangerous.
That is what gave me, like, the idea of, like what am I going to do about this conga line going badly? Oh, I know how a conga line can go badly. They just stop and I go, like, hey, you're not allowed to do that. And then, like, you feel like a dick. So, yeah, that's going on. He's not, like, actively, like, pissed at you or, like, going to do anything to you.
Yes.
He's just like, these fucking tourists come in here and they're fucking conga lines.
Actually, hold on, new idea. I think I just, well, no, because we can still move. Damn it. Fuck you and your free will. Or lack thereof. Fuck you and your enforced free will. I was going to try and Tensor's floating disc like I did to Felicia, but she's just going to walk off the damn thing.
Yep.
God.
So
like you guys wrestling. Could try to, like, help snap her out of it. I'll allow you guys to do that. That'd be, like, a charisma thing to try to, like, reach her. Reach her deep beyond the veil in the quiet place.
Ooh, okay. Is Tart also charmed?
Roll it. Fuck up. Give me that dragon. I want that boy. Ooh, I get that boy. Tart's in it too.
Wait, he might...
he might be really wise. We don't know.
Yeah, what's his wisdom?
pretty sure it's like 27 or something, so it should have a pretty good plus.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The wisdom of the drakes cannot be understated.
That's why he talked like dog.
Yeah, no. Okay.
That's why he go wah wah.
You have the boy?
That's a 12.
I have the boy!
So, that's the fine.
Tart is like in it, and Tremolotep also noticed like Tart, and he goes like, Dragon Dog! Bring it up here!
Oh no.
Like, yo, Dragon Dog, bring it on up here! Now, like, Tart is like up, like, on like the main stage with Tremolotep, and like, is. Like, I guess kind of, like, vibing alongside him, but is also kind of, like, a set piece now. Everybody's like, Dragon Dog, yeah!
Starts, like, bobbing his head like a cockatoo.
You know what? Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's just, like, perfectly to the rhythm is, like, on, like, the turntables, like, bobbing his head. Like, almost like one of those, like, almost like a bobblehead, but just, like, as
but
Tart.
With free will and purpose.
With free will.
I try and get closer to Leia, and I was like, all right, I think Tart should be fine. Gonna have to address that, but I feel like if we can get Tara back...
Woo! It's the best night of my life!
Tart should follow in suit, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Any ideas? Because short of wrestling her out of range, I don't have a whole lot. I don't feel like we have a lot of a bond going yet. She's been very cold towards me. I haven't figured that out yet.
Can't imagine why. Aren't you like a paladin? Don't you have like any anti-charm things that you can do?
It's a fantastic question. Give me a second.
You spent so much time yesterday going on about how great you are. Show us.
I'm not used to them being like, you know, possessed. Normally I can resist that. Unless you think she is poisoned or diseased again.
Not yet.
Your grandfather's words echo in your mind. Back in my day,
shut
we
up,
had
Grandpa!
To piss in a boat. Can't even uncharm your friend.
That wasn't in the letter. Where'd that come? Be quiet, mind Grandpa.
Mind Grandpa sees all. He knows all your insecurities.
Like your flat head.
Shut up, my grandpa.
You're incredibly flat head.
Wait. I think I might have something that can snap her out of it. I walk to, like, as close to the center as I can to still be in front of Tara.
She's got her eyes closed, just, like, bobbing, dancing, like, woo, yes!
You won't be able to ignore it. I would like.
Oh no.
Oh no.
What are you doing?
If you would allow this. I don't know what it's actually called, but the breakdancing move where you spin on your head. May I attempt to do this using the flatness of my head in an attempt to...
In the sand?
Yeah, why not? I want to either like cause enough of a distraction that Leia can do something and like the crowd's eyes and presumably the DJs as well will be like on me, and so she can do whatever she can think of, be it drag her off or use their actual like real bond they've developed pretty quickly by hating me. Or I don't know, some like will of the gods, it like snaps her out of it because I'm so fucking stupid.
I thought you were about to princess carry me, because she would hate that.
Yeah, somehow if a conga line's not good, I have a feeling princess carrying will earn us a similar issue, so I'm trying to go with the vibe of this.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to offset the sand with my flat head.
I'm trying to offset the sand with my very flat head.
Do you follow my logic? Do you pick up what I'm putting down? And before you naysay anything, I'd like to remind you that I allowed you to use a banjo or whatever it was against Nightwalkers.
That was a fiddle.
Fiddle,
whatever.
Fiddle. It was different. Oh God!
I just want to toss that one out there as I leave this decision to you.
This is so incredibly far from where I thought we were going to be at this point. All right, I'm gonna allow it.
All right,
but that DC is gonna be fucking wild because this is a wild thing to like. Just on a physics level, this is a wild thing to ask.
I mean,
like you're asking me, like, can I spin on my head and not drill a hole into the ground that is made of sand right now?
I didn't say I wanted to drill a hole.
No, and not drill a hole into the ground.
Well, my head's flat, so it would counteract that.
Sure, sure it would.
That's not how drills work.
Have you ever seen an industrial-sized drill?
Huh. Well, let's hope I don't bury myself. If nothing else, that might get her to laugh at my suffering out of it.
The more you know.
Let's see. Let's see what the dice say.
What am I rolling?
I'm gonna be the kindest I've ever been. Roll athletics.
That is very kind of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Yeah, you better have something after this, because I'm kind of. This is all I got.
It's like a Hail Mary, honestly.
Outside of kidnapping her, this is all I got.
Look, I was thinking of stabbing her, so. Because there's a lot of charm effects. If you take damage, you can reroll.
Why did you go straight to stabbing?
Yeah, even I'm trying to, like, fit within, like, the thing of what we're doing. Jesus.
Just went directly to stabbing.
I didn't go directly to stabbing.
Not even, like,
stabbing.
I'm just going to punch her on the arm or something.
There were a couple other steps.
Oh, thank God.
But
okay.
Stabbing wasn't there.
22.
With a 22. I'll say that
remember
against
the
all odds, somehow, it'll happen with 22.
Uh-huh.
You should start to sink, but you start that spin so fast that you superheat the sand underneath your hair into glass.
Oh my God.
And it holds for just long enough for you to complete.
I searing smite the top of my head.
You searing smite the top of your head. You do, like, you manage the spin move without, like, falling entirely down there, and you do draw the attention of the crowd and of Tremolo Tep. And I'm not going to make you roll another check, because you just rolled a pretty, like, hefty DC check. So I will say, somebody in the crowd goes, "Holy shit, is that Flat Top? Yo, that's Flat Top!" Another person, I remember Flat Top! Yo, Flat Top!
My spin, barely noticeable, but does slightly slow down.
A chant starts to reverberate through the crowd. Flat top, flat top,
flat top,
flat top, flat top,
flat top.
And Tara, you may reroll your save with advantage as there is a bigger distraction.
If you do not succeed this, I will be so mad at you.
Flat top.
16.
With a 16. You're able to break free of the effect of Tremolo Tep's music. Your mind is yours once more. However, still a pretty fat beat, though. You're still kind of in it.
This is like, hell yeah! It's like, wait, what? Huh? Oh, yeah!
You come to hearing everyone chant flat top as Pose is standing
top,
on his head.
Flat top, flat top, wait, flat top.
Pose, what are you doing?
I try and, like, bend my way out of it and, like, you know, the sideways resting on thing. I know that pose has a name. I don't remember it.
There's a side resting pose.
Yeah. I just go in like a side resting pose, doing like the most dead-eyed smile you've ever seen as the crowd cheers flat top. I notice you're snapped out of it and I just very subtle sigh of relief.
Who's flat top? What's going on? Where's Tart? Tart! And she just like whistle to get Tart back.
Tart like clambers on down. But now you guys have Tremolo Tep's full attention.
Oh, great.
In a good way?
We'll see. Tremolo Tep looks upon all of you and goes, "So, stealing the show, this does not please the Beach Pharaoh. If you want to steal my thunder, then you'll need to face me. Are you prepared for that?"
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Are we not allowed to just party? What is happening here?
What is happening?
Party all you like, but no one takes the spotlight from Tremolo Tep.
I only did it because of you. You think I could have just done this without those sick beats? Without the bass of the Pharaoh? Impossible, I say!
I'm gonna roll something. Oh, God. And it's gonna be very important. So we've established that you are known. And now we've established in the crowd that you're known as Flat Top.
Yes.
I'm gonna roll.
Uh-huh.
I want you to call high or low.
Good lord.
Oh, no.
And it's gonna decide whether Tremolo Tep has heard of Flat Top and is like, "Fuck yeah, Flat Top." Or if Tremolo Tep has heard of Flat Top and he's like, "This motherfucker." Yeah, call high or low.
Low.
Low? Alright. He goes, "Wait. over the sounds of the crowd, it was difficult to hear. Over the sounds of my sick, nasty beats, I did not hear. But I look upon you, your spins. I know who you are. Flat Top. He reaches out his big buff mummy man arm and points directly at you. And he says, Flat Top. Get the fuck up here and party with me.
Yes, my pharaoh!
And I immediately go up.
And that is where we'll end our tale today.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening. And make sure to stick around until the end for some unique bloopers. A very big thank you to all our incredible patrons. Your support directly helps us create more fun content for your listening pleasure. If you'd like to become a patron to support the show, check us out on patreon.com/agentsofdamned to gain access to things like our patron Discord channel, our peek behind the screen episodes where we decompress after each session, our special bonus episodes where we might reveal more plot about our NPCs or just play other fun TTRPGs, and our patron shoutouts each episode. Speaking of, thank you to Queenie for being a veteran operative. If you'd like to hang out with the cast, join our Discord linked in our social medias, or follow us across the internet. Drew can be found at Liger00Sero, I can be found at Greekachu, Jordan/Hoshi at Pokachap, and Chelsea at Little Black Feather. The show handle is at Agents of Damned, at Agents of D, or at AOD, but honestly, with the state of the social media, if you'd like to interact with us, the best way is probably through Discord. Anyway, until next time, bye!
Ring of the rodent, and then I hit thing, and it goes to Moif.
Excuse you, that's chuckle fuck number one.
I forgot. Chuckle fuck number one. Thank you, chuckle fuck number four.
I introduced myself as chuckle fuck number three. You've lost.
Well, good for you. You're wrong.
Oh. I introduce myself as I see fit.
But I do need you guys to roll wisdom saves to resist the groove.
Also, Mumbra the Ever-Living. Go on.
Mumbra the Ever-Living?
Mumbra.
Mumbra. You know what? I'll take it. Mumbra.
I'm straight, you will.
I don't know. I was very proud of Tremolotep, because Tremolo, like the
no,
music
I,
term.
I got it.
I was really excited about it. No one cared. Fine.
We were letting you describe...
Tremolo tap.
I like to point out, you keep saying we do bad things to Marlene. You have done every bad thing to her. I didn't say I poured it on the goblin. You said that.
Nah, the ice bath was you guys. This was just color.
Specifically yellow.
Wow.